Grandpa Kotcher and Yastubo in the studio. That Vibes Live theme song, you feel me? Orale, that's right. I got my pants way high and my hat real low.
Turn on your internet. Vibes Live, what you get?
Chillin' with Robin Lynn.
She's about to make you win.
Call you out and bring you in.
Chillin' with the Mexican.
Orale.
Yastubo and Grandpa Kotcher.
273 Records Incorporated. Young boss, young major, you know we made it. Ike Ellis, PK, Robin Lynn sponsoring
video
with Pastor Troy and West Music. Shelly Garrett getting it, cutting at the barbershop. Willie Brown, light-skinned Bobby Brown. Judge Joe Brown, T.Y. Warm Bomb, Baby Radio, No Say Radio.
Yo.
Turn on your internet.
Vibes Live, what you get?
Chillin' with Robin Lynn.
She's about to make you win.
Call you out and bring you in.
Chillin' with the Mexican.
Yastubo and Grandpa Kotcher. Hey.
Storm Talk 365 Bonita. Claire Bourne, she's a superwoman. Tina Hobbs, Simmons, Savvy Pro. Patrice Jackson, Mass Media.
And you
Maven, Robin Lynn, Maven. Worldwide distribution.
Going
Seth Brown Corporation.
That's
Girl Outfitters. Club Booty.
The Bad Brad Berkowitz.
Run It Down Production.
Caper, Dark Star Records,
with that real slick money.
Auntie with that gummy.
Grandpa El Cello.
Sisters in Motion.
Turn on your internet.
Vibes Live, what you get?
Chillin' with Robin Lynn.
She's about to make you win.
Call you out and bring you in.
Chillin' with the Mexican.
Yastubo
and Grandpa Kotcher. Hey.
Turn on your internet.
Vibes Live, what you get?
Chillin' with Robin Lynn.
She's about to make you win.
Call you out and bring you in.
Chillin' with the Mexican.
Yastubo
and Grandpa Kotcher.
Hey. Now that's what I'm talking about right there, you know what I'm saying? We done did that, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Mr. Clean Cut Man done did that. Hey, Yastubo, you did alright, man.
Orale, what's your problem, Holmes? You can't be talking about me like that, eh? It hurts my field dogs, eh? I'll talk to you later, Holmes, on the next one,
VibesLive.com. all right, everyone. You've got Robin Lynn keeping the Vibes Live with another Vibes Live exclusive in the house tonight. We have comedian, and not just any comedian, but the comedian, Edwin Douglas, producer, promoter, freelance writer for Beautiful Nurses Magazine, and you heard me first. Right here to talk about it, and we're just going to jump right on in without further ado.
So, when I realized that the whole club was full of women, the women thought I was a stripper, and I thought they knew I was a comedian. and so I asked DJ, I said, okay, I don't know if I can say this on the radio, but this song by Master P.
You can say it.
Okay, I'm done. I'm a hoe. I know I'm a hoe. But that's the song I came out on. So they asked me, really thought I was a stripper, and I thought they knew I was a comedian. And so it is hard, and this is your woman, when women come to see what they want to see.
Okay.
They pay their money to come see.
Okay.
But
you was in trouble at that point.
Whole room full of women laugh for 5 minutes. That's all you need. And that's what made me realize, you know what, I can do this.
Okay.
What made me do it, you know.
Okay. All right. You know what? You couldn't even write nothing up better than that. Speaking of writing,
the real
deal,
you know?
Do you? Yeah. Do you write your own jokes?
I do. That's the best way and the only way. Comedy, to me, when you write your own jokes, people want the real deal.
Yeah.
Big difference between telling jokes and making people laugh. I don't tell jokes. I make people laugh.
Yes. It's a difference. you know, early, well, in earlier on in comedy, particularly in the 70s and 80s, and even in the 90s some, you had a lot of competition where artists would hear somebody else's act and then take it and use it. Do you encounter that a lot, people using your material?
It would be hard for them to do
stealing your material, basically, and let me just say it.
Well, it would be hard for them to do that because I'm mm-hmm. telling y'all my life.
Yes.
I'll take mm-hmm. everything that I witness, I experience, and this possibility that someone has come close to it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go in deep detail and I'm just going to tell my life and then make everybody laugh.
Yeah. Wow. So I already know the answer to this, but I have to ask, you don't be out there stealing them jokes, do you?
No.
I know.
If I did, that's what I do. When I get off the stage, because
mm-hmm.
now I'm in the business, I don't look at other comedians because it's just like mm-hmm. me going to work.
Okay.
That's just like when you get off the radio.
Yeah, I'm off.
Yeah, you're off.
You ain't
from coming
okay.
on and listen to another DJ on the
radio. Okay, no thank you, okay? Turn the TV on. now, you know, Paul Mooney, he always complained a lot about people stealing his jokes, but I want to let everybody know, I wrote the jokes that everybody stole from Paul Mooney.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got skills, too, you know.
Okay.
Now, you're also writing as well. So I saw, what is this Unheard Me? What's that about?
Well, Unheard Me first is my brand.
Okay.
The word, the Heard Me, if you ever been to the South, if you go back to the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
It originated when your mom and dad whooped that behind. When they dared you to do something.
Okay.
Get in that room, you hear me?
Yeah, I want to be unheard. All the whoopings I got, yeah, I want to be unheard.
And so I took that. Okay, and
yeah.
I was, there's no brand. So
mm-hmm.
I took that. That is my entertainment brand.
Mm-hmm.
The online article, someone been blessing me, so I decided to write articles online to
mm-hmm.
help others to expose their brand or their dreams. Or their goals, or for them
okay.
to their testimony.
Okay.
Also, I'm a freelance writer for a beautiful nursing magazine
mm-hmm.
Out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Beautiful young lady, the CEO named Juno. Very, very, very beautiful on the inside and the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we all love her, and you were have opportunity to hear more. As a matter of fact, you can log on Beautiful Nurses Magazine right now.
Mm-hmm.
And in the next couple of weeks, we will be celebrating our first year anniversary.
Oh, I want to come celebrate. I'll bring the napkins.
Well, I tell you what, you better bring more than some napkins because we're talking about some class and having a good time.
I know that's right. Okay, I'll bring some ice.
Hey, you bring the ice, I bring the glass, okay?
I know that's right. Cheers. And remember, when we walk in, we have to put them pinky fingers up, you know.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
Ufu shishi. Yeah.
Yes,
wow.
Yes.
So now, how did you get into writing for the articles? Writing for online again? I mean, no. I want to know the process where you started writing. You know, did you just pick up a pen and just start writing, or just did you find yourself always gathering your thoughts on the paper and then you just started to kind of shape them and form them and give them to us?
Well, I'm going to give you the truth.
Okay.
My dad, but he deceived, used to make me light and anything. And I look back at that, I said, this ain't gonna have nothing to do with my future. I didn't say that to him, but I said it to myself.
You better not have said that to
him. And so I look at that, and so I started writing, doing comedy by writing my material. Then I started writing, I'm writing a book. My book is completed, but I just have not released it yet.
Okay.
So I received a phone call from the creator from Beautiful Nurses Magazine, and I started with them. I'm still with them, and I fell in love with it.
Wow.
So I created my own online because it's being obedient to God. I have nothing to do with it. When God tells you to do something,
yes,
do it.
Yes. I'm so glad that you said that. Thank you. Now, social media, does social media play a big part in what you do?
Social media, if people understand the opportunity or what you can take advantage of, is marketing.
Yes.
Social media is marketing.
Yeah.
If you are in the entertainment business, radio business, TV businesses, what social media did is knock out the advertising expenses.
Yeah.
That's what it did.
The admin, the publicist.
Exactly. And it allowed everyone to be independent to cut back the cost. Okay. That's the purpose of social media.
Yes.
And whomever has the most followers, the most attention, then investors and buyers will follow you if they see 1 million people, 1 million viewers, and they're going to invest in you or your product. That way, tax purposes, because of tax purposes, you can't make $40 million and keep it to yourself. You got to spend it someplace.
Yeah.
So the word social media, marketing, promoting, advertising is one big family. And it's big social media.
And I'm so glad that you said that because whether you're a comedian, an author, a songwriter, a rapper, it's the marketing and like he just said that everything going digital, you're really smart if you can pick up what it is that he's putting down and utilize that social media to really. I did it. Now watch this. I've got 2 million listeners, thousands of followers. I ain't sold nothing. Okay, I ain't wrote no book. Okay, I ain't singing and performing nowhere. Okay, just pointing and clicking and using that social media. So do you have any upcoming performances? What's going on coming on in the near future?
Yes, I do. I'm kicking off my next project title. I am talking to everybody, not everybody.
Everybody. Okay.
We're talking about Donald Trump, and it's more of a reality instead of just strictly gospel soul stand-up comedy. I'm going to bring the church to the street and the street to the church. So
I can't wait to see that.
Reality check stand-up comedy. I'm going to check everybody, the pastor, Donald Trump, Stacey Dash, you know.
I cannot wait to see it, and I'm going to make sure I stay on this side of the good side, so that because I don't want to be getting roasted on your show, because we're going to have problems if that occurs.
Well, here's the thing. If everybody's following me on the last one, Trey Folk, Ron Folk, and Ken Folk, you know, and then I did one, you know, before that, Confirmation, and then one before that, Between Me and God. So I had an opportunity to cross over, rededicate my life to Christ, and run into a lot of church folks just as bad as the people out on the street. Man, I got a personal problem and a personal issue. Man, I'm going to give everybody a reality check, and that's what I'm about to do. So I want the people in the street don't feel like they can be manipulated or intimidated by church folks. Then I want church folks to know you just can't be talking down on people who ain't, you know, ain't there yet. So everybody can get a reality check from me. I don't care who you are, where you been, it's too late. Don't run, don't hide, because I'm going to find you. It's too late.
Oh, my goodness.
Girl, I got you.
Okay. We have some callers on the line. I'm going to see if anyone wants to chat with you or ask you any questions. Caller, are you there? Do you have a question for Edwin? Hello? I guess he's not. Troy, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with y'all. I'm listening to everything.
Do you have a question for Mr. Douglas?
I do have a question. You brought about social media. Do you have Instagram or Facebook at all? I didn't hear that part off. You said that at all.
I'm on Facebook. I am on LinkedIn. I have Twitter.
Twitter.
You can find me on Facebook, Comedian Edwin Douglas. Edwin Douglas. And you heard me, Edwin Douglas. That's Facebook.
Gotcha. I'm going to definitely send you a request.
Yeah. Twitter and LinkedIn, Comedian Edwin Douglas.
Gotcha. And that story was hilarious with the strippers, too. That's how you started. That's how you start the story, man. That was hilarious.
Edwin, Troy Latham is a model and an actor, and he was in the season premiere episode of For My Man on TV One, killer. But yeah, this one right here. But I want to ask you, Edwin, what words of encouragement would you have to the young actor or model or someone coming into the industry now? What would you say to Troy right now, words of encouragement?
Well, I would say the number one thing is do what God called you to do. That's number one. Number two, trust God. Number three, obey your faith. You do those three things, then everything will fall into place.
Okay.
Thank you, appreciate it. That was really great advice, too.
That's it.
Amen.
Because without God, you're weak and you're no one. But with God, you're everything that He allowed you to be.
Amen.
Wow. Now, before we let you go, Mr. Edwin, we have we play the game, the question of the day here, okay? And so I ask you a question, and if you get it right, you will win something. Okay?
No, hold on.
Don't be mad if you get upset, too, if you get it wrong, because trust me.
This question
wrong every time. I only think I got one question right. Yeah, did I? Did I get one right yet?
Yeah, and you have a T-shirt on the way from 273 Records Incorporated.
Oh, yeah, that's
t-shirt
correct, yeah.
Yes.
No, I'm laughing because when I was a co-host on LA Talk Radio with Dr. Robinson, I used to do that. And so I'm afraid the question going to almost be the same thing I just throw at other people. So that's why I'm laughing.
It won't be, I promise. But
that's karma right there.
I'll help you out, though. I only ask, it's the same, the question of the day is always the same question. In all the years that I've been here, I ask the same question. It never changes because nobody ever gets it right. But no,
nobody gets it right.
Okay. Now, are you ready? Now, again, if you answer the question right, you will win something. Okay? You ready?
I'm with it.
Now, why did Rick James dry his feet on Eddie Murphy's couch?
Repeat that one more time.
Why did Rick James dry his feet on Eddie Murphy's couch?
I'm going to say he want to fire it up.
No, I'm sorry. That question came from the skit that that comedian did. He did a spoof on Rick James and Eddie Murphy's brother, Charlie Murphy. What's that comedian's name? I forget his name.
That's,
but anyway,
that's Dave Chappelle, right?
Yeah, Dave Chappelle. Okay.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And it was actually a true incident. Okay, but he was doing a spoof. Eddie Murphy. Rick James went over to Eddie Murphy's house, and his feet was all muddy and stuff, and he had issues with them because they was coming up, and he was like, darkness in the house, everybody, they shouldn't have gave you money. So he went over to his feet, and he dried his feet on Eddie Murphy's couch. So when they asked him, hey, man, why did you dry your feet on Eddie Murphy's couch? Rick James said, because Eddie could buy a new one.
Oh, okay. Now, that was a joke.
Oh. Okay. Well, listen.
He said that was a joke.
Rock with me, roll with me.
That wasn't a laugh. That was a joke.
How did I do? Was I flat?
I thought it was pretty funny.
I was trying to.
Come back and see. Let's go. I'm okay.
I'm sorry that you didn't win anything, and actually, it's okay, because I actually didn't have a gift or anything in to give you. We gave the last thing out when Troy won last time.
But you won the answer.
Okay. I want to thank you so much for coming on. Is there anything that you'd like to shout out or anything you'd like to acknowledge?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to in Dallas, Texas, Lawrence Orr, the Orr Entertainment. You know, you guys keep this name in the ear. This brotherhood is just bad. He bringing entertainers and groups like the original Lakeside, Barcade.
What?
Please, keep up with me. Follow me. This brother is bad. Lawrence Orr, O-R-R, you can just log on the Orr Entertainment. I've hosted a soulful event he had here right before New Year's, last month in December at the W Hotel, and he's off the chain. I call him like the new Quincy Jones, but he's the businessman of it, you know.
Okay.
Also, I want to give a shout out to everyone who supported me 2016. Who follow me. I want to give a shout out to all my co-workers and staff at Beautiful Nursing Magazine, and also a major huge shout out to the man up there, God, the Creator.
Wow.
That's the shout out I'm giving, God.
Well, I really thank you so much for coming on. Hey, did we make sure to give out all your, where they can find you in social media?
Yes, you can, you guys, anyone, y'all can reach me on Facebook, Edwin Douglas, comedian Edwin Douglas, or you heard me, Edwin Douglas, on LinkedIn, and also on Twitter, comedian Edwin Douglas. Matter of fact, just Google comedian Edwin Douglas, or you can just email me for booking or any question you may have. Email me at youheardmefirst@yahoo.com. That's UHERDME, the number one ST, at yahoo.com.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I just love you.
I love you back because I love the Lord.
Yeah. I know that's right. Well, I'll be watching. I'm probably going to become, me and the Vibes Live crew is going to be your number one fan and fans. Uh-huh, if we can, if that's possible. But yeah, we love you, man. Thank you so much. All right, everyone, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Vibes Live exclusive, comedian Edwin Douglas. Man, what a sweetie. And so we're going to see everyone next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you for keeping the vibes alive.
Vibes Live, your everyday place to be for free airplay. Robin Lynn, DJ Antron, Clean Cut, Spoodles, Running Down Productions, Little Haze, Nutso, Coach Real, all independent artists who join us in the chat room. This song is for us. We go from the floor up. What's up? Oh, it's just another day in the chat room with Robin Lynn. Playing independent artists again. And she doing the gosh darn thing. Play it back, man, yeah. Oh, it's just another day in the chat room. Symphony, EPMD, independent artist, yeah. Mr. Bush Spoodles, yeah. Running down productions, yeah. Turn up. I get up in the morning, work my 9 to 5. Hop on my computer, yo, it's Vibes Live. You want back, you want back. Peeping new music, underground, from the ground up. That's how we doing it, I got this. Vibes, yo, yo. Slow it down. Yo, I got this. Nutso, hold it down. Rugga Real got the thugger, so it's real. Lil Hayes dropping E from the page. Ezra knocking out opponents, holy fail. The challenger bringing 808 scale. DJ Antron, 24/7 whistle blown. Bringing back the tracks, it's well known. Call it Brian Crouches spitting on the microphone. For the chat room, turn it up. Oh, it's just another day in the chat room with Robin Lynn. Playing independent artists again. And she doing the gosh darn thing. Play it back, man, yeah. Oh, it's just another day in the chat room. Symphony, EPMD, independent artist, yeah. Mr. Bush Spoodles, yeah. Running down productions, yeah. Turn up. Call it game day, new exclusive. Spoodles got you going like the ladies popping, prove it. Dope song, conversating in the chat room movement. Y'all feeling what we doing, Not to confuse you like a college student. Congruent to our steps to bring the union movement, Baby girl on the hooks like, look what she's doing. Fuzz dog on the beats, get you into it. A&R promoters, get your engines revving. Independent artists, moving close with the stepping. Call it Willie Brown, Florida heat dropping, West Coast sound. From the ground up, you like how we round up. Fight music in the house, movie soundtrack, put it in your film. Talk back, guarantee you get up in the track, converse back. We got this like that. Oh, it's just another day in the chat room with Robin Lynn. Playing independent artists again. And she doing the gosh darn thing. Play it back, man, yeah. Oh, it's just another day in the chat room. Symphony, EPMD, independent artist, Mr. Bush Spoodles, running down productions. Turn up.